one phrase that I would pin on Senator Bernie Sanders. So accommodating to us in Liberal Talk Radio in America and on the Ed Show, and I appreciate it so much. Senator, I've had a number of people ask questions about you. When did you decide in your life that public service is what you wanted to do?
Well, to be frank with you, it never occurred to me in a million years that I would be ever elected to the United States Senate with my political views. I grew up in what we call a lower middle class family in Brooklyn, New York. My father worked hard, just never made a whole lot of money. We never moved out of our apartment, which is something my mother was never happy with. I went to Brooklyn College for 1 year, then I went to the University of Chicago, and I think the main influence of my life, Ed, is the fact that I grew up in a family which didn't have a lot of money. And I saw what it did to my family, and I saw what it did to other families. And it just seemed to me to be terribly unfair and terribly difficult that people work, like my father, very, very hard and just never able to put away the kinds of money that we could have used.
So your upbringing drove you into public service. You wanted to make a difference that way.
Absolutely. And when I started politically, though, I've done it differently. I'm the longest-serving independent in the history of the United States Congress. And I started my political life almost 50 years ago in the state of Vermont, running as a third-party candidate, running outside of the Democratic-Republican Party, so not getting a whole lot of votes, getting 2% of the vote, and 1%, and 4%, and 6%. And then in 1981, some friends suggested I run for mayor of Burlington, Vermont, which is the largest city in Vermont. And I ended up defeating a Democrat by 10 votes. And then I won 3 more elections, and we doubled voter turnout. It's something that I never forgot, Ed. When you speak to the needs of people, you know what happens? They come out and they participate in the political process. So in a 2-year period, we almost doubled voter turnout, and I defeated Democrats and Republicans during the following year.
Who's had the biggest political influence on you, Senator Sanders?
To be very honest, as I look back, people like Martin Luther King Jr., one of the great heroes in American history, and I followed his career very closely, was in Washington for the March on Washington. People like Eugene V. Debs, a great labor leader and socialist party leader, who stuck up for working families. Those are some of the people who influenced my thinking.
And looking back, is there anything you regret or anything you'd like to have done more of? I mean, you've had a long career of public service. And, I mean, you are a focal point of being a progressive champion, and we don't have voices like yours in the Senate and in the government process the way we need for the middle class, for labor, people that are willing to speak up. Anything you'd ever like to change or wish you had done better?
Well, here's the dilemma. Ed, I try very hard to be a good senator for the people of Vermont and a good senator for America. And I'm chairman right now of the Veterans Committee. And all of that stuff, if you're dealing with veterans issues, if you're dealing with issues impacting working people, if you're dealing with trying to defend Social Security, if you're dealing with global warming, all of that takes a whole lot of time. And what I regret and feel a little bit badly about is I haven't had the time or the energy to build the kind of strong grassroots movement this country needs. I mean, what I've said a million times is the only way we change America is when millions and millions of people stand up and say, you know what, we're not going to give more tax breaks for the rich and cut Social Security or Medicare and Medicaid. You know what, we're not going to see jobs go to China. We're going to demand the companies reinvest in this country. We're not going to have the highest rate of childhood poverty in the industrialized world.
Yeah.
You know, all of those things. But to make those things happen, to take on the big money interested, the Wall Street guys, the people who have such influence in Washington, we need millions and millions of people standing up and organized. And if members of Congress want to vote against their interests, they're going to have to pay a political price.
Yeah.
Right now, we don't have that. I wish I had more time to devote to that.
Senator, you're great. A very humble servant and a fine man, a gentleman. I admire you greatly, and I know our audience does. And I just wanted to spend a few moments with some personal questions. I appreciate it so much, Senator. All the best. We'll do it again.
Okay. Thank you, Ed. Take care.
You bet. Senator Bernie Sanders here on the Ed Schultz Radio Show.